We stepped gingerly through the debris of rotting food on the floor of the old nursery, stirring clouds of flies up into the air as we passed. Charlie had been living like an animal. Dirty plates covered with mould were on the floor, on the mantelpiece, on chairs, and on the table. The bedroom door was ajar. With the end of the battering ram he still had in his hand, John nudged the door cautiously, and a startled rat came scurrying out over our feet. It was a gruesome scene. More flies, more decomposing food, and worse. The man had been ill. A pile of dried, fly-spotted vomit encrusted the rug on the floor, and worse yet, in a corner a dark swill of bodily effluence. On the table by the bed was a heap of bloody handkerchiefs and the missus's old darning needle. The bed was empty, just crumpled filthy sheets stained with blood and other human vileness. The stink at last sent us racing to the door, back through the rat droppings and the flies, out into the corridor, down the stairs and out of doors. I was sick. On the green grass, my pile of yellow vomit looked fresh and clean and sweet. "All right," said John, and he patted my back with a hand that was still trembling. The missus, having followed at her own hurried shuffle, approached us across the lawn, questions all over her face. What could we tell her? We had found Charlie's blood. We had found Charlie's shit, Charlie's piss and Charlie's vomit. But Charlie himself? He's not there, we told her. He's gone.